You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring Today's Business World. I'm your host, Rainey Petrin, President and Founder of Management Mentors, along with my partner, David Carson from the UK. And we have two guests with us this morning, John Awasaga from the City of London Police out of London, England. And we have David Bugs from FedEx Kinko's out of Dallas, Texas. Both of them deal with diversity, and we're happy to have them as our guests. Gentlemen, welcome back. When we left the to go to break, we were talking about mentoring and diversity, and one of the issues we were about to get into is the concern or the temptation there is on the part of a majority mentor to think of mentoring as cloning, making them more like making the diversity mentoring more like them as opposed to allowing the person to be who they are. Any thoughts on that?
Well, and I'll just chime in a little bit. That can happen. That's a real possibility. But one of the things that you taught me, which I thought was extremely great, I'm going to give you a plug, Rainey.
Thank you, David.
In your training class, and you taught all of us, was that the crux of the relationship should be owned by the mentee. The mentee should be the person driving the relationship. And from that perspective, there's less likely of a chance of being a quote-unquote clone, but more of them gathering information so that they can go out and function differently, think differently, react differently. One of the things I always look at, there's a book, I can't think of the name of the author now, it's called Get in the Game. And one of the things that's talked about is everybody wants to get in the game, but until somebody teaches them the rules, it's tough to really get in there and function well. But if you take control of your own, and I don't want to say destiny, but kind of take control of the situation yourself, you get into that mentoring relationship and say, hey, look, here are the things that I need. Here's some of the things that I really want to get better at. Here's what I want to talk about and kind of flesh out and see what you think and get the feedback. Then you develop more of self. But getting back to your original point, you really have to be careful. There's a fine line in there where you can really be drawn into sort of acting like the person that's mentoring you. So
yeah.
That's a good point.
Because you may want to emulate or think that's the way to do it and forget who you are.
Right.
And I think that's probably, my guess would be that, you know, and I'm guessing because I'm a white male, therefore I'm not in that in minority status, but I would expect that for minority individuals, there's always a tendency to easily forget who you are because the society itself is so predominantly, you know, is predominantly white. Then you forget who you are. Or it's easy to do that.
Yeah, sorry to jump in there, but that is an issue that that has to be sort of combated. I'll take up the point that David mentioned before about the training that's given to the mentors. It's absolutely essential. Dave helped us over here in the police in London when we started our mentoring course in sort of emphasizing the fact that the mentorees nearly or the mentees really do have to own the relationship and drive the relationship, and that helps them to keep their identity, because what we're looking at is trying to develop staff potential and encourage self-development. And what that gives you is you develop then staff that are committed to the organization and are prepared and skilled to perform better. And then the outcome for the organization is the organization becomes an employer of choice. So when you look at the organization, you see these different individuals performing to their potential and delivering a service to the organization. And you're not looking at a set of clones in that sense.
Yeah. And that's, I think, really an important point. Very important point. In both programs that we're discussing at this point, obviously we did diversity matching. anybody want to offer some advice or some thoughts about diversity matching? Because, you know, what, often one of the questions that both Dave and I get in the UK as well as here is, well, when you're matching people, do you match people who are alike or do you match people who are unlike? And is one better than the other?
We didn't have too much of an issue there, Rennie, with the City of London Police program, and maybe John would like to elaborate on that.
Yeah, I can. What we did, we were specifically looking to match pairs that were unlike, really going for differences. We mainly, our mentors were mainly white males. We did have one white female. They were all middle-ranking to senior officers. And then what we were looking to do is bring in minority officers and women officers younger in service and lower in rank. And basically, there were just differences all around. You would get a black man at a lower.
Hello. We just lost John.
Have we lost John?
John? I think we just lost John. How's that possible? But we have. Hopefully John will call back in. There may have been just some kind of a disconnect. But John was discussing, obviously, his program and what have you. Any thoughts, David, on like versus unlike in terms of, because, I mean, John's program was specifically geared to matching people who are like each other. I don't think that was necessarily the case in your situation, but any thoughts about diversity matching?
Well, actually, there can be some advantages to matching like and advantages to matching unlike. It depends on the personality of the mentee.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're looking to get out of the actual program.
Mm.
One of the things we did, for the most part, because we have a large amount of females in some of our management positions, we still had some likes that were matched, but the preponderance were unlikes.
Okay.
And we look forward to getting the feedback from that because we want to know that there's learning going on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that we're doing at the Kinko's division around diversity are fairly new. So we're trying all types of things because we want the feedback. We want to know if this is working for us, if this is something that's good for both parties, because we need everybody to be aligned. Now, there are some situations where you would probably want to match likes.
Uh-huh.
Maybe in a situation where somebody's really uncomfortable being matched with someone that's different from them, or a situation where you need somebody to be more of a, and I don't know if I want to say be more of a friend, mentor, or a different type of relationship.
Uh-huh.
There may be some situations where folks will actually request to be matched with somebody that's like them. And I don't see where that's a real big problem as long as the objective is still the same, to grow, to gather information, to have a sounding board, and to get access.
Excellent. Those are good points. I believe John is back online now. John, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm back. Yeah.
Excellent. I know you were talking about your program, and we're still very interested in hearing more about it, if you'd like to pick up or start back and share
what it was. I'll go back to where we were. We were deliberately trying to match like with unlike, okay, bringing black and white together, men and women together, people of lower grades with higher ranks together. And we were looking predominantly at trying to help people navigate the culture and work their way around the environment of the City of London Police and put them in a position to compete for promotion and to understand how to operate in this arena. So we didn't really want to do like with like. We saw it as an opportunity to help the minorities in the force, in the organization, that needed to get a leg up and get themselves into a position where they had access to opportunities to develop. So we thought the best way to do that was to bring in mentors that have achieved, that have already got to certain levels, and ask them to give the benefit of their experience and their wisdom to people that were looking to aspire and reach out, you know, and get and promote themselves.
Excellent.
And Rainey, just a point.
Yes, David.
At most U.S. companies, you're going to have a match of unlikes regardless because the preponderance of senior leaders are going to be white males.
That's correct.
So if you're talking about a diverse mentoring program, you're not going to have a whole lot of like relationships.
Yeah, and that I think is a point that that I encounter often. I mean, what I tend to tell people, and I can say this because I'm an outside consultant, so is that, and I'm old enough to remember the civil rights here in the States and the passing of various laws, and it is on some level encouraging that people are putting diversity as an important issue, a strategic business initiative, and so forth. But it's a little bit discouraging to see that there's still not as much progress as you might expect. When you go to companies, you still have the higher levels, still preponderance of people who are majority as opposed to diverse. And I think that that's still something we're struggling with. And I think that's why I think mentoring is such a powerful strategy, because I think it can change both the mentor and the mentoree. Whereas my concern is sometimes when people just do diversity training, people have the illusion that they're different, but they may in fact not be different if they don't engage with somebody differently.
I think this is the point that I made when we were off air earlier, Rennie. I'm thankful, as I suppose David and John are, and we do have these diversity training programs, but Rennie, you've written a paper, a diversity thought paper, that kind of takes up the question, well, what happens after the diversity training?
Yeah.
And this is where mentoring comes into play, because when two people get together, that's when prejudices, etc., can be exercised.
Yeah.
And mentoring is a real a positive force for moving things within the organization. And we have another program going on in the UK with a local authority, St. Edmundsbury Borough Council, and they've called me in three times now to add bits to the program and do more training. And they set out particularly to gear the mentoring program to female staff to get equal gender in higher management.
Dave, if you hold that thought, because we're about to go on to a break, I'd like to pick that up when we come back.
Yep.
But I think that's really an important point you're going to make. So we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with our guests. And meanwhile, please feel free to call in. Our call-in number is 1-866-472-5790.